So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
And welcome, everybody. It's Dan. A little bit early there, and we didn't even get down to zero, did we? Anyway, welcome. I hope you're well today. It is a Tuesday. It's the 26th of March, and we're going to talk about absolute minimum for digital marketing content, because I think this is really important. And also, just following on from yesterday's, I've literally just come off a call with a guy who was talking about their digital marketing, and they're just pushing it through one channel. And, you know, like, they know they should be emailing and they've just been so busy, you know, doing everything else and running a business, you know. And, you know, it's very challenging sometimes to be able to post on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and run Google ads and run Facebook ads and go live stream and then edit those live streams and then create content and then create little short videos and then post images and then write copy and then have call to actions and then send people to specific pages on their website. It's just really difficult to do. And we get that, right? That's why you should be outsourcing anyway. But if you can't afford to outsource, and it's like 375 quid, really, for a business, for many businesses, it's a couple of clients coming in, you should be doing that. But if you can't afford it, then this is really the bare minimum that you should be doing. If you can afford that, we'll do all this for you. Just put that out there. So the very first thing that you want to be doing then is you want to be emailing your list. Like, why are they on your list in the first place? Are these existing customers? Are they people that have bought from you from the past? Are these people who have expressed an interest in what you do? And the chances are, yeah, probably. And so you should really be talking to them again. I was watching TV last night, and what did it say? It said, when you're reaching out to potential customers, five existing people, five new people, and one person you already do business with. And I was like, wow, that's really good. Five people who you've already spoken to, five people you've never spoken to, and one person that you already do business with. That's what you should be outreaching. But if you're not doing that, by the bare minimum, you need to be emailing your list. And if you've not got a list, the heck are you doing? You should be building that list, because the list building becomes brand building. We talked a lot about that yesterday, about the importance of building that brand. And then now you're starting to communicate with your list and you get emails back, and then you get into engagement, and then you're able to find out what they want and how you can help them, diagnose their problems, and then hopefully you'll be able to win a little bit of business. But if you're not emailing people right now on your mailing list, you're missing out massively. And, you know, some people got very small mailing lists, 100 people, you should still be mailing those. Other people have got 10,000 people on the emailing list. I was talking to a guy a couple of weeks ago. He had like 25,000 people on his email list. And I said to him, when did you last email? He couldn't remember. 25,000 people. And by the way, the longer you leave it, the colder these leads are going to get, these contacts are going to get, because you've not emailed them. You've got to email these people. So by bare minimum, you need to be emailing your contact list. Like, once a month is better than none a month, you know? Once every 3 months is better than none a month, better than never. So you've got to be emailing that list. And then the next bit, really, is you've got to be producing shorter video, because, and what we say is, we say, what do we say? Shorts for views, long form for subs. So, like, your short form video, go out on Instagram Reels or Facebook Stories or YouTube Shorts or even TikTok, and they will go out and it will make people aware that you actually exist. One of our clients is a sheep shearer, regularly gets really high number of people watching his videos. One of his videos got like 1 million. One of his others got like 2.5 million, all from short videos. Now, you might not sell from those videos, but it raises awareness and potentially subscribers for people who want to see the rest of his content. Then he puts out longer form content. Then people watch that and then they're a bit more engaged and have a bit more skin in the game, if you like. And then they probably sign up on one of his courses. And we know that that happens, right? Because we can see it from where we are as a digital marketing agency. We can see that's exactly what's happening. And it's like, you should be putting yourself in front of your customers, wherever your customers are. The reason why we suggest you do the email list is they're already your customers. They already know who you are. Put yourself back in front of them to remind them that they exist, because they have lives too. They're not spending all day just thinking about you. So Same with short videos. You've got to continually put these short videos out. And we say 20, it might be 18, it might be 22, it might be 15, it might be 25, but we say around 20 a month. That's a nice, easy number for you to be able to get to. And again, if you're struggling to get into that number, you should come and speak to us and we'll sort it for you. It's really easy for us to do. And then we say 10 images. And the reason why we say 10 images is because we said 20 videos. And ideally, you want at least one piece of content going out every single day. And if I just go to my dashboard on Content Planner, which is what we use, if I go to my calendar and show you the weekly stuff that we've got lined up going out, let me show my second screen here. There we go, transition that over. So we're on Tuesday and we're showing stuff that's lined up. So you can see we've got stuff going out later. We've got three pieces of content going out from 2 p.m., 3 o'clock onwards. And then tomorrow we've got 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 12, 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. And then, like, you know, Friday we've got stuff going out 9:30, for example, at night. And so if you've not got your enough images, then you can start to do... if you've not got enough videos, then you can kind of plug those gaps with the images. But it should be a minimum of one piece of content every single day, minimum. And then just finishing up on this is the live stream. You should be going live. I mean, if we can, we'll go live Monday through Friday. Every single day, we should be live because it gets us in front of people. They might not be watching it, but they're going, oh, look, Dan's live again. They might not be watching the whole live. They might dip in and dip out for a few seconds at a time. But the recognition that, look, Dan's going live again, that's all they need because now it builds us into expert status. And because we're so consistent and so regular, well, we must be experts, right? That's the perception. And it's exactly the same for you. And so we suggest going live streaming. Now, some people don't want to live stream like this because they really struggle live streaming, just talking to themselves, talking to a camera like I am. I get used to it. We've done this a billion times, probably slight exaggeration there. But we've done it at least 700 times. That's a lot, right? That's, you know, our podcast's been going out for 7 or 8 years. I've been speaking into a microphone for 8 years, for God's sake. So we know that it gets us in front of people and then eventually those people buy from us at some point. But the important bit is it gets us in front of people. And then the other important bit is if you don't want to live stream, what works really well is doing an interview. And actually we've got a guy now who does interviews for all our clients that comes out and produces 20 pieces of content. And then we schedule those for them. So it's all done. So, we get the 20 videos, we get the 10 images, we email the list, and then we get the 45-minute interview. We've got such an enormous folder of content. And over the next 3, 4, 5 months, you end up with 80 videos, 100 videos. Phenomenal amount of content that you can then reschedule and republish. Nobody says that you can only publish something once. Because we know that most times Facebook is not showing the video to everybody who is your friend on Facebook. We know that, right? So you can take the same video and you can post it once every 6 months, once every 9 months. Nobody even knows because they didn't see it the first time or the second time or the third time. But as a bare minimum, this right here, there we go, this right here, that's what you should be doing. And if you're not doing that, you need to come speak to us and we'll get that sorted for you. Any business that's growing right now or even treading water right now, which a lot of businesses are, their competitors are going bust. And while your competitors are going bust, you've got to rush to the front so that you're now taking over that visibility from your competitors. Content them out of the picture so that you can win all the business that they're about to lose. A little bit cutthroat there, but hey, it's 2024. That is the world that we live in, I'm afraid. Look, very short and sweet there. And I hope you find that useful. We'll catch up with you on the next one tomorrow. Have a wicked day. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.